Our second feature this week is a tribute to a well-known Norfolk character, the scrap metal merchant Baggy Bagshaw. It's read by Sia Vare.
A scrap metal mogul whose hard graft and work ethic helped him build his business has died aged 95. His grandson and those within the scrap metal community have paid tribute to an impeccable man who lived his life full throttle. John Henry Baggy Bagshaw was born in Norwich on November 2, 1926, and was the youngest of three, with two sisters, Honor and Mary. His parents were George and Charlotte Bagshaw. Marvin Shoulders, John's grandson, said, "Baggy would always run away from school. He was once picked up in Acle after his parents sent him to school in Yarmouth. He decided he didn't want to be there, so at 7 years old, he cycled along the Acle Strait back to Norwich. In the end, they had to send him to a boarding school in Jersey, so he couldn't escape. But John's work ethic started early. At around 8 years old, his first job was to hand out cigarettes to those working at St. Miles's Mill. Marvin said when he finished education, he spent 3 years in the Navy from 1942 to 1945, going out to Singapore and Japan and bringing back those who were prisoners of war. He was very proud of his time there and always used to wear clothes with the Navy badge emblazoned on it. He was very patriotic. Once John had returned from the Navy, the recycling business his dad, George, had built had gone bust due to him dying while he was away. He was never given anything in life, said Marvin. He worked hard for everything, and because scrap and recycling was the only thing he knew, in the 50s he started fresh in Pottergate and was there for 10 years. Another site was set up in Lowestoft, but when a colleague got that site into debt, Baggy worked solid and slept in his car for 4 years to make sure every single debt was paid back. That was the mettle of the man. From Pottergate, he moved to Barker Street in 1967, where the business is today. Everyone loved him because you knew where you stood with him. He became the granddaddy of scrap metal. After living in Unthank Road for many years, John moved to Lakenham in the 60s, where he would stay. During this time, John met the one true love of his life, Lily, on a night out. Marvin said it was one of those moments. Their eyes met from across the room. He used to call her his film star and always say, "Isn't she glamorous?" He absolutely idolized her and would tear up every time he spoke about her because she passed away around 20 years ago. And even though Lily already had four children, John took on stepfather duties and was so proud to call me his grandson. We used to see him all the time and had such a close relationship with him. In 1991, John was diagnosed with throat cancer and had to have an operation so he could speak using a voice box. Marvin added, the doctor said he'd get 5 to 6 quality years after the operation, but he lasted 31 years. That same doctor would say to the new interns, "Here's Mr. Bagshaw. He's my miracle. He shouldn't be here," at every checkup. However, John suffered from an ischemic left foot as he grew older, and while his mind was still sharp, his body couldn't cash the checks. But even after taking him to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, he lasted a week longer than the doctors thought. Even then I thought, you bugger, he was still playing tricks. We managed to go and see him again before he died peacefully on May the 22nd from his ischemic foot, vascular disease and frailty.